With Montana News, I'm Maxine Spire. The FIFA World Cup kicked off yesterday, and in Missoula, people are preparing for another multinational soccer tournament this weekend. Soft Landing Missoula is hosting its second annual soccer tournament tomorrow at Fort Missoula in honor of World Refugee Day. Avin Yosef grew up playing soccer every day in Eritrea, but he called it football and had some trouble finding people to play with when he first got to Missoula.
I was like, can I play football? And they were like, oh, what do you mean football? Do you want to play American football? I was like, what's American football and what's football?
When Avin and his mom resettled in Missoula a year and a half ago, Avin says he was surprised the sport wasn't as popular here as it was in his home country. Avin is part of Missoula's small but growing refugee community. Since August 2016, 44 families, close to 170 refugees, have relocated to Missoula, often fleeing from war-torn countries. Soft Landing Missoula is a nonprofit that works to help refugees like Avin and his mom find their feet, offering English classes, driving lessons, monthly supper clubs, and other community gatherings. Avin says Soft Landing gave him a place to go and introduced him to the larger Missoula community through events like the soccer tournament.
I mean, I play with some refugee kids in my neighborhood and other places, and I like to play soccer, and I play soccer, like, always.
Avin competed in last year's inaugural tournament, where he says he had a great time even though his team lost. This year, he's hoping to make it to the final round. Mary Poole is the director of Soft Landing.
Last year, our first year was amazing. We had about 250 folks come out for the celebration, and it was just really incredible to see the community coming out in support of refugees and being able to interact with families and celebrate together.
Poole says teams are arranged to mix the refugees with other community members and to give every team a range of ages and skill levels. Teammates meet each other for the first time on the morning of the tournament and compete in back-to-back matches until the final showdown at 4 p.m. Poole says mixing up the teams helps with Soft Landing's mission of integrating communities.
To see people that hadn't met before, you know, win soccer games together and maybe didn't even speak the same language. But a soccer seems to be one of those universal languages where communication just happens naturally on the field.
Moses Okeo is an attorney who played on the team that won last year's tournament.
It's a fun tournament to even if you're not coming to play, you can come and watch. It's pretty fun, and it's a lot of fun people just playing their heart out and having a good time.
Okeo is from Kenya. He's not a refugee, but he plays soccer in a weekly game that refugees often join in on. And he says the idea of soccer as a universal language holds true.
You signal, you shout, you raise your hands, you know, to get attention and to show the other players where you are. So you don't need to be able to communicate English or any other language. It's the language of the game.
Peter Stark is a writer who plays in the weekly games with Okeo. Stark missed last year's tournament, but he's looking forward to competing tomorrow.
I've traveled a lot. And I found soccer as this amazing entry into another culture. And I've had nothing but generosity from the people in these other cultures who invite me in to their games. And so I'm so pleased to be able to give that back to the people, the refugees who are coming here.
Registration for tomorrow's co-ed soccer tournament is $45. But the celebration at 5 p.m. is free. Soft Landing's Mary Poole says families can come by Fort Missoula's soccer fields to watch the heated final match around 4 p.m. and stick around for food, dancing, and drumming performances. There will be classic American barbecue and also cooking from some of Missoula's refugee chefs. An Iraqi chef will be cooking falafel sandwiches, another family will be making baklava, and guests can try classic Eritrean dishes like injera, a spongy bread, and dorawat, a spicy chicken stew. Avin says he's looking forward to the food, but mainly he's looking forward to seeing people come out to support the refugees.
Missoula is a really great place, and the people are really nice, you know. They are really welcoming for us.
For more information about tomorrow's soccer tournament, or to find out about more ways to take part in World Refugee Day next week, visit our website, mtpr.org. I'm Maxine Spire, Montana Public Radio.